Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. It's your name, Dean Myers. Boy, topic for today is, what is my topic for today? Okay, it's a Bible, the book that's going to get us out of this mess. That's not topic for today. So let's get right to it. First, let's talk about love for a few minutes. Love is an act to make them feel good. I have to deal with love, keep love on our minds. Sorry for the few minute delay there. Sorry for a few minute delay. We want to get right into it, you know. Let's talk about love. Love is an act to make them feel good. The reason why we're having trouble in our relationships over every love is because we don't know what love is. And that's our biggest problem. There's this obsession with love. Can you imagine? Everybody's walking around being obsessed with somebody, you know. They say, I love you. But it's not supposed to be, I love you. It's supposed to be, I love you. But every time we make a statement like that, they think we're talking about sex. No, we're not talking about sex. We're talking about an action towards a person. Whereas your every act, your every call, you want to present a group, your every thought, your every action is designed to make them feel better or to make them feel better. You know? And then you would have a much, much better relationship when you're a group, a better relationship with the person that you're trying to deal with. We've got a problem here. We won't be able to continue the broadcast. No, we're going to have to get to that right quick. Problems on this end, so but anyhow, let's keep going while I try to work this out. We have to excuse the erraticness of the broadcast. Things are going on. Some things I have control over, which I have to get control over. So, we're here, live and in living color. First, I'd like to say Happy New Year to everybody. This first day of the rest of the year or the rest of your life, however they put it. This is the first day of the rest of your life. What are we going to do about it? How are we going to make it better? How are we going to do things to make our lives better going into the future? Okay? Happy New Year's. let's just talk a little bit more about that. Okay? Because it's so important that we discuss love, that we talk about love. We need to know what's going on, so we need to know how to get better and go for each other. Now, the one thing for sure, the heart has a neural net, and it communicates with the brain, right? And the heart gives off hormones, a lot of you don't know about, and those hormones affect our emotional tie for the thought process, you know, things that we think about, okay? That emotional tie that is set up for us is what keeps us in tune with ourselves. It makes sense that a lot of times you could be standing around and see somebody, oh, I don't like this person. Not the first thing, you know, we don't know nothing about them before in life, but something about them, you know, something about that person I do not like. Well, in most cases, it's because the hormones are kicked in because you either met someone that looks like this person, look like this person, or you talk to someone, have a certain atmosphere this person has, and they rub you the wrong way, and it sort of make you feel negative about the person that you're standing in front of that haven't done nothing to you. You don't even know them from the kind of thing. But that's how it works. We have to overcome that to talk and deal with the person that they're playing once the hormones kick in. Oh, that person reminds me so much of so-and-so. You know, you ever been saying that, you know? And you just don't like the person, you know? Like I said, never met the person, don't know the person from the down thing, you know? So, now what we have to think about is the statement that I made. Love is an act to make us feel good. Now, if we're constantly walking around, making each other feel good all the time, there would never be no arguments. We wouldn't have nothing to fight about. I mean, it would be like it's a wonderful existence if that's what we start doing. See? So it's not a question of I'm in love with you. I want to love you 24/7. You know what I'm saying? And because whenever I'm around you, I'm loving you. I'm doing these acts that make you feel good. Whenever I'm in your presence, whenever I'm near you, that's what I do, you know? So by doing that, you're making the person feel good, and your relationships will be just great, you know? We're not pushing nobody's buttons. We're not trying to make nobody jealous and all that stuff, you know? We just want to have a successful relationship. And that's the key, to have a successful relationship with your partners and with people, with the groups that you're in and everything else. We need to know how to love each other if we're going to take back the planet from the dark people who have taken over this thing, you know? We want to take it back because we want to share more love. We want more love on the planet, you know? This problem that we have right now, man's inhumanity to man. Thing, excuse me, real cool. I got things happening on the sand that's a little tricky right now, but I want to keep the broadcast going. I've been hitting and missing because of the things that's been going on, but I'm going to overcome all that. I'm not going to laugh. Excuse me. I'm not going to allow those things to interfere, you know. Of course, I am being targeted. Those that know what being targeted means, you know what being targeted means. I have overcome targeting that have been placed on me by, I'll just say Big Brother. Big Brother's live and well, I'm telling you, okay? Okay, now the question for today, the topic for today is the Bible the book to get us out of this mess that we are, make us feel better about one another, or to bring peace to the planet? Boy, now, the King James Version is very interesting because of what he's done in his version. He laid out a step-by-step methodology to bring us to power. And the 1%, they know this step-by-step methodology because they have power. Now, we have a lot of influence. We gain money. We have a little church and everything. We have influence, but power is not there with us. So the problem is once you know who you are, you're literally carrying power, you know? Like Yeshua, what Jesus said, knock on the door, show me open the ass. He didn't say pray, except be willing to be their ass. Because the universe works for you, and it definitely will give you what you ask for. The problem is, we don't know what to ask for, you know? I need some new pair of sneakers. I need some jeans. I need a better house, you know? Why don't we ask to be able to design a system so that we can get whatever we want? That makes more sense, you know? Because that's who we are. We are designers. Now, if we begin to learn some of these things and how these things work, excuse me, we'll be able to sort of get out of the mess that we're in. And boy, are we in a mess, you know? We got the two-party system going on. Well, it's more than two parties. We got parties within the parties. That's what the problem is, you know? We got the Republican, Democrat, Independent. We got the silver boxes. We got the Tea Party. We have other different groups out there. It's not well known that some of the parties that we have. We have black groups that have parties, you know. So there's a lot of things going on that we need to deal with that's making this thing a little difficult to deal with. But we're going to have to deal with it, and that's important, right? Now, this is the first day of the year. So we're trying to bring the broadcast to you, but the targeting is pretty tough right now. Might not be in front of the whole broadcast, but we're here, and that's important. We're here, and we're going to be here, regardless of what's going on or how I'm being hit. You know, there's, I think, a 3 or 4 or 5 minute gap in the conversation already from the beginning. That's because of the targeting. It's kind of interesting. Well, let's just talk just for a minute about the targeting that's going on. You know, they're dropping chemtrails, and we're breathing the stuff in. It makes it easier for the target. How are they targeting us? they're implementing certain frequencies, certain waves, certain things that are going on. They're aiming them at certain people. It affects your mental capacity, it affects your physical, and it affects a lot about you. And this is what they mean by targeting. Once they start targeting you, they're interrupting your frequency, and your frequency is who you are. That's how you're functioning. You're functioning through that frequency. And they can institute mind control and everything else through that particular frequency. That's who you are, you know? And they're targeting not you as a physical being, but you as a corporeal being. Seems like they don't have the technology to do that, but they do. They're learning pretty fast, you know? And they're studying so much. I'm talking about the doggy dog people. You know, they're studying so much, so they want to maintain control. Because you got a lot of people out there that really think other people need to be their slaves. And this is why we have the economic situation set up. A lot of people are economic slavery. You can't get nothing done, but they're not making enough money to do this. And making enough money to do that. And so we have a targeted economic slavery going on, you know, and they're doing a lot of things to block access from certain people, this credit score thing. That's another methodology they have to block access, to block certain people to access some getting things. You know what I'm coming from? Now, also you have to ask yourself, if I'm buying credit, who am I buying the credit from, and what are they doing with the profit that they make off the sale of this credit? That's something you have to think about, because you don't want to put too much money in the hands of the doggy dog people, because they got one thing on their mind. Excuse me. This targeting is absolutely amazing, you know? Well, they got one thing on their mind. I'm saying, how to keep you as a slave. Just that simple. Because the more slaves they have, the more slaves they control, the more they can tell you what to buy and what to wear. If you ever go outside and get on a bus, you get to bus someplace. Most of us have cars, so a lot of us aren't riding the bus. But you go out and get on the bus and look at the people. Look at what they have on. Everybody pretty much looks the same. You know? Most people dress casual, you know? But the clothes that they wear, who's deciding that these clothes are fashionable? These clothes are in style. This is what you should be wearing, you know? Why do we all look the same? Because somebody is programming you as to what to buy, as to what to wear. That's why we all look the same. You don't have no individual identity. You're not making up clothes on your own. Most of us can't make a handkerchief. You know what I'm saying? But we need to learn how to think better, how to free ourselves from this control. And this control is really, really strong. It's very, very difficult, you know? I'm sitting here, you know, I'm vegan, but I'm wondering how I'm going to get me a flesh sandwich. If I was that, and I'm vegan. I've been vegetarian or vegan for close to 40 years, but yeah, I'm craving flesh. Well, all of a sudden, am I craving flesh? You don't need flesh to stay healthy or to keep yourself alive, but yeah, I am craving it, you know? How we go back, what does that have to do with? Is the Bible a book to keep us out of this mess that we in? Yes, it is. But first, you have to learn how to read the Bible, you know? Now, we do have a lot of scriptures to see volume that we go by, which pretty extensive is how we do things and get things done, especially in this language. But is the Bible the book? And if it is, how? How is it going to get us out of this mess? First of all, you have to learn who you are. That's the number one problem, you know what I mean? And you have to stop this believing. Wait a minute. How can I stop believing? You know, you have to stop believing and stop dealing with knowing, you know? Everything is dealing with keys and codes right now. That's going on, okay? So what we're going to be trying to do, trying to give you some keys, some codes as to what happened and what's going on, all right? The first key to the whole thing of knowing who you are. They have been instructing us on certain things, like who is God? You know? They're praying to this God. Everybody has some kind of this kind of God that they believe in. Just because you believe something don't make it true. But they're using this term belief. They believe in this. I believe in that. Whether it's true or not, I still believe in it because I'm being programmed to believe this thing, you know? I'll tell you what. The next time you run into someone who claims to be a Muslim or follow Allah, ask them, who is Allah? And they'll tell you what Allah does. He's the church on the stain of the world and all that. But that don't tell you who he is or what Allah is. You follow what I'm saying? They don't know. But they're praying to it anyway, you know? It's called their higher power. And the power emanates through you, from you. Follow what I'm saying? You have control over the power. It's like you cut on a laptop, okay? Turn the computer on, open the laptop up. All that information is in the laptop. But it don't do nothing unless you're instructed as to what to do and how to do it. Well, that's what's going on. You got all that power up there in the universe, but it's not going to do anything unless you're instructed to tell it what you want. That's why Jesus said, ask, and it shall be given unto you, but you got to ask for it. But you have to know who you are. Okay, if we can get out of this God mode in reference to something outside of ourselves that we're praying to, all right, that's different, okay? You don't have to pray to anything. It's like you have the key to your house. You have to ask somebody, can you go in the house? It's the key in and you go in the door. But that's how it is with the power, the universal power, you know? Some call it the universal mind of dealing with, but you have universal power. And that power is yours, and you have the key. What's the key? Ask. Hey, now you've been given a key, but you don't know what you're asking or who you're asking, okay? When they say ask God, right, for it, the Bible says the men and women of God. Now, the people that are sleeping on the street, they got gods out here that's worth trillions of dollars. They have enough money so that no human being should ever have to sleep on the street, be hungry, or out of doors. The money is here. Some churches are carrying that kind of money. But yet, people are sleeping on the street one block from where the church is. What's wrong with this picture? Something's wrong with what's going on, huh? And all that money that you're dumping into these churches to build these structures so that you can have your meetings, right? That money could go towards food and purchasing property so that you can make cheap places for the people to stay, you know? I should say inexpensive because they do something with the word cheap. And inexpensive don't have to mean that it's cheap. The following sound that it's no good or run down, you know, but you can make an expensive place for the people to stay. You can build property, we do some of these dilapidated rundown properties for people. Get them off the street. There's no money to get people off the street, but that's not what they're trying to do. And that's not their main goal. That's not what they're set out to do. That's not what they're trying to do. So our biggest promise, man, and he made it to man. Now, the Bible tells us who we are. We don't need it to stick. Because you're all God. That's what it says. But we don't know what a God is, and that's the biggest problem, because they're not teaching you what a God is. If they taught you what a God is, okay, I think it would be so much better. When you see that person next to you, you won't be treating that person like crap or dogging them because of the color of their skin or thinking less of them as devils because they got blue eyes and stuff. You'd have a better understanding of who you're dealing with, okay? Once you know who you are, okay? If you know who you are, then that helps you understand who the next person is and what they are, what they can do. But once you learn who you are, it will give you an idea of what you can do. You can do so much, you know. Right now, we have a website. It's called Elohim Bob Shop, Society of Love, We're About Love. You know? And that's the key to the whole thing. But you have to know how to love. That's what's going on. So you can go to our website and check things out. We have our GoFundMe page. You throw a couple dollars in there to help keep us on the air. That's fine. You know, we're coming up with some other things, products that you did to sell, books, tapes, CDs, you know. And one thing about Blog Talk Radio, see, we come on between 8 and 9. We'd be hitting and missing every day because of the targeting. But we have close to 300 episodes that you can go in from any time during the day. You don't have to wait to 8, 9 o'clock at night. It's like we work this right now. You can listen to this tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the afternoon if you want, wherever you have free time. And that's what's going on. We want to make that known. You know, the call-in number is 516-453-9230. That's the call-in number. You can call in and check these broadcasts out, okay? Well, actually, you can't call in and check the broadcast out, but that's to catch us live between 8 and 9. But you can go to the Blog Talk Radio, all right? And we're looking at Elohim Christ and catch us on the episode. Now we have to episode on the bump from what I am too. You can catch on some of those. He talks about the drug count, some of the other people that's going on out there. You follow what I'm saying? So there's a lot that you can do to check things out, to find out. To listen to a different thought process. This is what we're giving you. We're giving you a different thought process. You have to start thinking differently. If we're going to, this planet is a paradise, okay? We done destroyed it, well, we done destroyed it, but we done blew up part of it millions of years ago, because that's the problems now. When we first came here from Mars, you know, we destroyed quite a bit of this planet, you know? Bringing that stupid tribal warfare with us, okay? Why do I say tribal warfare? Because it's about to happen right now, you know? We have each tribe has 2,000 years of rule. That's what's been going on. Black tribe, we rule. And we didn't do such a good job. Brown tribe, we didn't do such a good job. The yellow and red tribe didn't do such a good job. The white tribe, their 2,000 years is almost up. They're doing a terrible job. Death, the killing, the murdering that's going on. If we ain't 500,000 people having died, having been killed through murders and wars since the white tribe took over, you know, it's just amazing, you know. They're doing things, they're destroying the planet, you know. They don't have no regard for what's going on. They just want to stay in power by any means necessary. And this is what they've been doing. And if you're dealing with other gods who are designers like you, they're going to design a way to get your foot off their neck. And what's been going on is that coming out of Mars, all five tribes are there, black, brown, red, yellow, white, we were all there. And one tribe wanted trying to dominate the other tribes. And each tribe started building weapons to defend themselves, to protect themselves from some tribal domination. You follow what I'm saying? And it got to the point that each tribe has so much power, weapon-wise, that once the war kicked off, everybody launched. And it destroyed the face of Mars. And we came here, we launched here, too. That's why there's certain, yeah, big old deserts out there. They weren't always deserts, but we went crazy and dropped some of these weapons out here and made some big deserts, you know, the Sahara Desert, for one, you know? I mean, it's more to this than just these little desert pockets that's on the planet, you know? Those things was caused by mismanagement and by man's inhumanity to man, you know? How many people can we kill, you know? And we have to stop it because you're dealing with God. How many gods are there? There's over 60 billion gods on this planet, right? And we have to stop trying to make slaves out of gods. Because gods have a way of designing a way out of it. They're not going to be your slaves forever. You know what I mean? It's not going to happen for so long. They're going to come up out of it. And when the fight starts, a lot of people are going to die needlessly. Needlessly. Certain things just don't have to be. And that's where we are right now. So the first step from the Bible is to know who you are, right? And to get a better understanding on what's going on. Now, I've been going through some of the books. I like what King James did. He set the books up step by step, how to bring you, how to come to power. If you know how to come to power, you know how others have come to power, then you're going to stop them from putting their foot on your neck, because you can gain enough power to block what they're doing. And that's what's happening. And you got to remember, there's only two cultures. We want your soul culture and a dog-eat-dog culture. You know, we have to be mindful that the reap what you sow culture is supposed to be in charge of the dog-eat-dog culture. That's why the civilians, when this thing was set up by President Hansen and the people that were here, they set it up so that a civilian is in charge of the military, all right? And this civilian, we're supposed to be religious. We're supposed to be under the reap what you sow culture. Don't do unto others as you don't do unto others as you have them do unto you. You know what I mean? That's where we're supposed to be going. We're supposed to be teaching our children so they can have a better moral compass. Our children right now, their moral compass is like screwed up. They don't know which way they're going morally. You know what I mean? And everything they're pushing when they go on television, all you see is the children bars drinking. They're supposed to be having fun. But if your moral compass is on the right track, yeah, you don't have no fun in those bars. It's a miserable place to be, you know? That's why they're in there drinking. So they get so out of their mind, they don't know, they can't feel what's going on. But the bars are a miserable place to be if your moral compass is headed in the right direction, okay? It's drinking, constantly getting high. You don't need nothing to alter your consciousness. Once your consciousness is altered, it changes things about you, you know? It sends your moral compass in the wrong direction. And that's what we have to guard against. That's what we have to work towards, okay? First thing you need to do, can the Bible help get us out of this? Yes. We have to learn how to stop killing for food. Now, what does it say in the Bible? We're not supposed to be killing for food. Psalms are, what is it, 129? I've given you herbs and seed bran plants for meat. We're supposed to be eating fruits and vegetables, okay? So we're not supposed to be on a set of these big slaughterhouses, massacring sure huge amounts of our lesser bound brothers, and trying to buy what they don't like. But our less conscious brothers and sisters, you know, we're killing them and eating. I mean, you know, poor chicken, I'm eating old, my goodness. We paying that chicken up, chicken, the cow, the beef, and all that. You know, we're slaughterhouse. When we should be inclined to set up our manufacturing stations that are growing more fruits and vegetables for us. We should be moving towards our fruits and vegetables, okay? Being a vegetarian is not nothing new. That concept's been floating around for thousands of years, okay? But they have a way of breaking it down. You got people eating fish talking about, well, I'm a vegetarian. One of my children talking about a Presbyterian. That's something new for me. I talked to find out more about that. But, you know, nothing but to just eat fish. I don't know what other flesh you'd be eating, you know, they'd be eating out there, but it's kind of strange. I have a lot to learn about the new ways that they're breaking down being a vegetarian. You know, you got people eating eggs. Well, I'm a vegetarian, but I eat eggs. What part of a vegetable is an egg? What part of a vegetable is a fish? You know what I'm saying? You talk to some of these so-called vegetarians. How did they break vegetarian down to eating fish and eggs? I don't get it, you know? Because it's supposed to come from a vegetable or plant-based. Now they're saying plant-based diet, you know what I mean? Rather than vegetarian, they say plant-based diet because they're breaking down the vegetarian concept and got people eating fish and stuff like that. They call themselves a vegetarian. Now we have the plant-based diet, right? They have plant-based eggs. That's kind of interesting. But it's eggs, the eggs that are not coming from the eggs. It's kind of strange. I've seen them on the market. I'm going to purchase some of it and see how it, you know, how it cooks up and stuff. But I think I've had some already. It comes in a carton. You can buy them in a carton. You can freeze it and it stays in the freezer for a long time. But you can bring it up. You have eggs in the morning, but it's not eggs. You know? Well, the whole thing is interesting. They want you on the one thing they have to have you on, if they can, is to get you on a 3 meal a day diet. 3 meals a day. I mean, a 3 meal a day diet is okay. Depends on what you eat. You know? If you're trying to eat eggs and bacon and potatoes in the morning and have your nice little flesh sandwich in the afternoon and a steak and mub potatoes in the evening, you're gonna wind up sick as a dog by the time you're 40 and 50. Big Pharma's going to be in control of your body. That's what the drug dealers want. They want to be in control of your body. They want to control your heart rate. They got a pill for that. They want to control your blood pressure. They have a pill for that. They want to control your mental state. They have a pill for that. They want to control your pain from your joints. They have a pill for that. They have drugs for everything that's being caused by the 3 meal a day flesh-based diet. You know what I'm saying? A meat and 2 potatoes, that's not going to get it. That don't give you enough nutrients to fuel you through the day. You know what I'm saying? And from what I understand, cancer is a protein derivative. You know what I'm saying? In other words, your body creates cancer cells to eat the excess protein that's in your body. That's what I'm talking about. And once you start eating the excess protein that you put in your body, now you start to remember your body is protein. So it will begin to eat you, start eating inner organs out and all that kind of stuff. That's what the body's producing, the cancer cell. Stop eating so much flesh. You know, get some fresh vegetables in your system. And your body will stop producing all those cancer cells. And your system will begin to come back to normal, you know? But as long as you're eating more than 26 grams of protein a day, that's too much. The body needs 26 grams of protein. That's it. That's equivalent to about a scoop of tuna fish or one chicken leg or chicken breast. But we get up, what do? Bacon and eggs. All protein. Okay? Protein and starch, which is sugar. Protein, eggs, bacon, and potatoes. See what I'm saying? That's just protein and sugar. And you have bread with it. Bread is more a starch. That's more sugar. Then you have a nice little cup of coffee, 2 teaspoons of sugar in that. And you wonder why you got diabetes. You know what I mean? Wonder why your system is shutting down. Then in the afternoon, you get that little sandwich, a hoagie, a chicken cheese steak, or whatever you're eating there. You know, more protein, okay? More bread, more sugar. And you have a nice little Coke or Diet Pepsi, whatever you're drinking with that. More sugar, okay? And then you go here for dinner. What's happening at dinner time? Oh, my goodness. I have an 8-ounce steak on the table, medium rare, well done, or rare, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's all protein. And you had no protein for breakfast unless you go the whole day. But you consume protein all day long. You know what I'm saying? Then you wind up, why you have cancer? Why do I have cancer here, you know? Well, let me say this, okay? Somebody calling me, you know, I'm on air. You know, I'll be hitting the news, but I'm on air. I'm just calling you. I'm not going to answer the phone. What I'm saying is that the whole system is designed to keep you as a slave, both mentally and physically. They want to be in control of your body. You need to take control of your body. And the Bible says, you should heal thyself. So the book can help you, can help us get out of this mess if the people are teaching it right. Okay? Now, you've been out there being taught by Nicodemus, not by Christ. Nicodemus, all these scholars, and they think they know everything about the book, and they don't have a clue what they're talking about. you know? This is what the Jews were talking about. When he's better than Nicodemus. So you got to be born again, man. Well, how can I do that? And so you don't know. All this knowledge you have, you don't know. You know what I'm saying? And this is what we're up against. We're up against Nicodemus. Not only Nicodemus in the spiritual world, but Nicodemus in the scholarly world, too. They're putting this information out. You listen to them talk on the TV and on the radio. They explaining stuff, and they don't have a clue about what they're talking about. Well, it could be, it might have been, it's a possibility that this is happening. So they don't know. They don't have a clue to what they're talking about. They're explaining stuff. They call older mysteries. Well, how are you going to explain a mystery? How can you explain a mystery? If it's a mystery, that means you don't understand it. How are you going to explain something that you don't understand? But they're doing it. They're doing it every day. On TV, on radio, every dog. And a lot of the programs on the radio are just designed to keep you distracted from what's really going on. They do have a few radio shows out there that are telling you what's going on, but then they're not giving you all the complete information. They got all kinds of weird stuff that they're telling you out there that's not this, it's not that, you know? But they do a very good job of explaining it, you know? Then they're beating up on each other, lying about each other, you know? They mix in truths with falsehood to give you the wrong impression of stuff, you know? When one party's doing good, you don't hear nothing about it. But one party's doing bad, they blowing it up. As soon as they fix the problem, you don't hear no more about it again, okay? That's what's going on. How come they ain't talking about the debacle with the ships that's been found? How come they ain't talking about the main debacle that they had when the vaccine and all that stuff got started? It's been found. You know what I'm saying? Now they got a new variant. They used to give you a state-by-state breakdown of what's going on in each state, Republican state, Democratic state, because a lot of it has to do with the thought process of the people. There are over 800,000 people are dead, okay, from a virus. And how could you not do nothing? They don't want to wear masks. They don't want to take the vaccine. They don't want to be tested. It don't make sense. You know people are dying, but you don't want to do nothing because some political idiot told you something about this interrupting your freedom. How is wearing a mask interrupting your freedom when people are catching disease and dying out here? It don't make sense. But they can tell you anything. Tell you anything because what are you? I'm a believer. You're believing stuff that don't make no sense. It does not make any sense, some of the stuff that you say you believe. You follow what I'm saying? 800,000 people died without the virus. 40,000 without the shot. 40,000 people died with the shot. The percentage-wise, the bet is with the shot. You need to take the shot. You follow what I'm saying? Oh, it's going to make me, it ain't make nobody nothing. Or well, people still get mad. It's the shot is 98% effective. That means 2% of the people that take the shot are still going to get sick. But 2% as opposed to 100%, you know, you have to think about it. 100% of the people that don't take the shot drop dead. I'm not 100%. I shouldn't say that. That's misinformation, you know? But, 98% of the people that don't take the shot are dropping dead. 98% of people that take the shot, when they get the virus, they pull through it pretty good. Don't even have to be hospitalized. You understand what I'm saying? We're talking about a vaccine mandate. That's been going on for the last 100 years. Every time something happens, they do a vaccine mandate. They did that with the polio. They did that with the measles. They did it with the mumps. They did it with spinal meningitis. You follow what I'm saying? That's why those things aren't happening in record numbers. They did it with the flu. Or they didn't, I don't think they did a vaccine mandate with the flu. But it's absolutely amazing what's going on out here, you know? You don't politicize something that's going to cause people to die out here. That's what they want, you know? You go out here, people walking around like there is no virus. Like everything is peachy-dory, and the hospitals are filling up. Okay? Well, they ain't saying what hospitals or they're not breaking it down like they used to, because Biden was beginning to get the thing under control. You know what I'm saying? It's still somewhat under control, but the let me just put it point blank. The Republicans are in control of the news cycle, okay? And because the way they were putting it out, state by state, the Republicans stopped doing that. You can't get a state-by-state breakdown no more. That's how it was happening before. You know what I mean? Because the Republican states had the high numbers of cases than a Democratic state because they were taking the shot. You know what I'm saying? Now they're saying that the vaccine is up, it's going high, but they're not giving you a state-by-state breakdown. So you don't know exactly where and what happened here, you know? And we need to find out more about what's going on. The Republican governors, their state, they have the highest case. Democratic governors, because they're pushing the vaccine, have the lowest case. They stop showing you that because they don't want you to see that the whole thing has been politicized based on what you believe. Well, it's violating my right, violating your right to give me the flu. Come on, think about what you're saying. I'm masked up. I got my shot trying to protect myself from the doggone virus. And you say you have the right to give it to me? This is what you're saying. You have the right to come into my space without no mask, no vaccine, not being tested or nothing, and give me the doggone virus? I'm trying to protect myself against it. That's not, it's not, if you have a right to get the virus if you want, but I have the right to keep me from getting it if I don't want. So where does your right, you know what I mean, infringe on my right? When your right causes me harm, that's when your rights end. Your rights end when you're causing other people harm. You follow what I'm saying? I mean, do unto others. I mean, I don't want to give you the virus, but I don't want you to give it to me either. You know what I'm saying? We have to start thinking for ourselves. We have to upgrade. Our minds, okay, have to begin to control the brain. I'm going to say that again, because I don't know if you heard that or not. Your mind has to begin to control the brain, okay? The brain is a computer. It functions on what you program it to do, okay? Let your mind program the computer a little better. That's what we call, we want to deal with common sense, but what's common to one person is not common to another. It's based on your belief system, what you believe. You know what I'm saying? You have all kinds of strange beliefs out there. You know, some people believe that the cow is God, the snake is God. Okay, they believe that monkeys are God. You know what I'm saying? Anything but humans. Humans ain't God. But they're putting all this credibility in animals, you know what I mean? But not in the highest life form on the planet, man and women. You know, we're the gods of this world. Yeah, the lesser animals are gods too because they have incorporeal energy flowing in them as well. They're not carrying the power that we're carrying. You follow what I'm saying? We can push a button and wipe out a city. Now, we're bragging about that, but that's something that we shouldn't be bragging about at all. We know how to kill mass murder, you know, and what's going on in Yemen. They're not saying what's going on in Yemen. They would have killing them, you know. The whole thing is unbelievable, you know. We're in what we're calling critical race theory. That's what they're teaching out here. They've been teaching it for over 100 years. We've been bringing it to your attention. Malcolm X brought it to your attention. Elijah Muhammad brought it to your attention. We were talking about it. The white dollar, black dollar. He put a white dollar in front of the child. And the child picking a white dollar with a black dollar because of the critical race teaching. We've been going through this, you know. Angel suit cake is white. Devil suit cake is black, you know. We got one duck out there that's black, and he got to be Daffy, you know what I'm saying? And everything that's going on, only the white tribe is the one that's inventing it. That's, you know, you got 80 million people living on the continent. It wasn't discovered until the white boy got here. once the white man got here, then Christopher Columbus discovered the continent. Oh, my God. Leif Erikson, America Vespucci. You follow what I'm saying? All these people living here, but who's the first person to discover this? You know what I mean? Here we got the Baghdad Battery, people living in Egypt, gold plating and everything else 2,000 years before this guy was born. But who's the first person to discover electricity? White guy, you know? They're pushing white people to the forefront, whether they did it or not. They gave Einstein credit for a lot of stuff that was done before this man was even born. And they're giving him credit. You know what I'm saying? Einstein is a great mathematician. Einstein was a copycat. You follow what I'm saying? He was one of the first Europeans to learn some of this stuff coming out of the black community. You know where I'm coming from? I'm just saying this is critical race teachings. Okay? The guy that designed a cockpit at going to space, Colonel Gregory, you don't hear about him in school. He designed the most sophisticated piece of machinery on the planet at the time. But because of critical race teachings, they're not giving him no credit. You follow what I'm saying? The atomic bomb, the eight mathematicians that worked with Einstein on the atomic bomb. Well, all you're hearing about is Einstein. You don't hear about the black geniuses that worked with him. Yeah, you follow what I'm saying? Then they're giving this guy, I forget his name, Father of Medicine. I mean, Mitchell Inhotep. He didn't want to work. He wanted to work this medical department. But you don't hear nothing about Inhotep in the school. Critical race teachings. Only the white race can be the first to do anything. The right brothers, the first ones that made the plane. But yet they found a plane. They found a plane, the design of a plane in Kemet or Egypt. You follow what I'm saying? With the Wright brothers there, they first want to put an engine on the doggone plane out of design that they got from Kemet. You know? In fact, the largest plane that they have right now, the Herculean Transport, that plane was designed after the planet they found on Kemet. You follow what I'm saying? Oh, you mean you didn't know that? You see what I'm saying? This is what Jesus asked Nicodemus. You mean you didn't know? All these scholars out here putting out this false information, misinformation about what's going on, you know? Yes, the Bible has keys that can unlock some of the mysteries that's going on around here so that you can see what's going on and see how to protect yourself, okay? The greatest protection that you can have right now is to organize your tribe. Yes, your tribe, mama, papa, baby, that's a tribe. It's not a family. A family is an economic structure that you have to take care of your tribe. What is economics? Somebody else working and something working and paying you. It could be money. It could be people. You know, you can buy buildings. People working and paying you rent, paying you mortgage. Okay, if you can when you borrow money, okay, you have to pay interest on that money. So you work and paying the interest off on the money that you borrow. So your money is making money for you. You know what I'm saying? Well, we're at the end of our time. I started off a little rocky here, but we made our way through it. The targeting is absolutely amazing. Overcoming this targeting is deep. Those who don't know about targeting, Google targeting. You see the problem that so many people have that are being targeted, okay? With that, I have walked the path of being able to do it. And I eagerly embrace all that I have done today to return. So let it be written, so let it be done, you know? And once again, I'm going to be ending the program on love as well. You know, love is the act that makes others feel good. Don't think or do anything. Don't make the other person feel good. And you'll be in a loving relationship or in a loving situation all day long. This is Brother Elohim. Don't forget to go to our domain site, Elohim 5 Tribes Society of Love. Go check us out. See what we're doing out there. We have YouTube on the market. We're in the process of releasing a meditation CD so to open up your pineal gland and your pineal and pituitary gland so you can get more information out coming through your kundalini. Those of you who are studying, you know what I'm talking about, you know. But you have to study. You have to go in and get a handle on what's going on, okay? You are the master of yourself, okay? Design a better life for yourself. You're designer. That's what God does, okay? With that, we'll chit-chat tomorrow, okay? This is Brother Elohim signing off.